call the May 22nd Prudential Committee meeting of the Catuit Fire District to order. Is there anyone recording? Amy's recording. Any public comment? You need to turn the microphone on.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I'm speaking to this board about the meeting to be held this evening at 5:30 p.m. of the Catuit Union Negotiating Committee. Because your committee chairman, Francis Parks, is an appointed member of that committee by your board, I cannot ask my question at that meeting. I will do so now. I would like to make sure that committee, before going into executive session, will address the following things. I would like the committee to please state which of the 10 purposes it will be using to go into executive session according to the open meeting law. And second, I would like the committee to please state the reason for the executive session, stating all subjects that may be revealed without compromising the purpose of the executive session was called prior to convening an executive session per open meeting law. Thank you.
I believe if you read the notice for the meeting, that gives you all the information that you are legally required to have.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call, starting with the treasurer.
Ray Perone, treasurer.
Michael Daly, former treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Thank you. So I've given everybody a copy of the current Freedom Hall policy, rental policy. I think we need to review it, and I especially think that we need to tighten it up in terms of getting deposits and the rental fees from people. So if you want to take a minute and look at what we have right now.
Well, we all know we have to change this phone number.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, yes, I certainly think that the fees and the deposit need for a deposit should be spelled out in the request.
Well, it says that a deposit may be required.
Well, I think it should be changed to is required in the form of a check, which will be returned if there is no damage or excessive cleaning needed. That's what I told the last person I emailed to.
Okay, you want to set a fee? Set an amount?
I think we were taught 300.
We can, suggestion is 250 or 300.
Yeah. Can we make it make it stepped? I mean, for if you're going to have a kid's birthday party here, that seems excessive. If you're going to have, the plant making treasure sale where they have all kinds of flowers here and they may have water on the floor and stuff like that, maybe they would require a higher, or the person that does the antiques and they scratch the floor. So in other words, make the deposit dependent on the type of use the building is going to have.
We established a policy of no more estate sales.
So, and I guess you haven't been around a whole gaggle of two-year-olds recently, huh?
Yeah,
they're probably more prone to damage the place than the plant and bake sale.
No, it's made clear to them that, if they give us a check for $300 and we have to spend $75, they're going to get $225 back. I'm not out to hose anybody. You aren't.
Yes.
what's the maximum, under ordinary usage, what's the maximum that we need to put forth to clean the place up?
I have no idea what we're paying. The janitor comes once a week on, usually on Tuesdays, and I don't know. I'd have to ask
the treasurer,
these two gentlemen or Tony to find out what he...
Yeah.
I imagine it could vary from week to week because, if he has to do...
At the church, the policy is that there's a, for weddings or wedding receptions or things that are done in the in Bruce Hall, there's usually about a $75 janitorial fee. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's that we don't charge them additional for the janitor. Just it's covered by, it's $50 for most people. $100 if they're not Kootuwaat residents, and nothing for nonprofits.
I don't know, $300 still seems like a lot to me. I would go for $150.
People haven't complained.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you've been asking for $300?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
So are we going to go?
Particularly when it was a graduation party and they expected 130 people.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different.
Which is the capacity of the hall.
And the janitor had to scrape gum off the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We should have. They never should have gotten any money back. Not to mention the fact that they had a smoke machine.
Oh, yeah, they called the fire department. Yeah. Right. I heard about that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, somebody will need to make a motion. Lori, why don't you make a motion?
What? We've already made.
For the
we've
fee.
Already,
for the, yeah.
We've already said it. That's our policy.
Oh,
we
it
voted
is?
On it previously.
Oh, we did?
What, the 300?
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When was that? Was I involved in it?
Don't ask me when it was, but okay. I know it was at a Prudential Committee meeting here. We discussed the security deposit and set it at 300. Because I certainly didn't pull that figure out of the air.
Okay. So, Mike, Christine's going to take over the scheduling for this building. She can just hold that money and...
Yeah, they give you a check for... the fee and a deposit check. Once somebody signs off that it's okay, you can just tear it up and give it back to them.
Yeah.
You won't cash their deposit check. That's the best protocol.
Okay.
If they don't pass your muster, then it's right in the bank.
Okay, great. Okay.
You're going to make a change to the form?
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
rather than there may be requested that a fee of will be requested to be returned upon.
Will be.
Will be.
Will be.
Will be, yeah.
Some, you know, most people take their trash. I don't think the floors are getting swept. And certainly people leave plenty of items here. So maybe we need to leave the broom out where it's more
possible.
Visible.
Yeah. When I bring people down to show them the hall, I always point out that that's where the janitorial supplies are kept.
Okay. So we're all set on the budget, and we've ordered the copies.
I'm sorry?
We've ordered the copies of the budget for the annual meeting from Lejeune.
I'm going to be forwarding it to the printer this afternoon. You've got, I forwarded copies to you for the website.
Yeah, that's gone off. Yeah.
So we're all set.
Just a question as to the overall tax increase is going to be around 4%, a little over 4%, and I understand why. But are you guys prepared to, you know, somebody may in the audience may request, may dispute that or indicate 2.5%? So I understand why it's due to the water department and the antennas, a lot of it. So.
We had a little rehearsal at candidates night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, brief.
The question was asked.
Okay, we just need to be able to respond to it.
Yeah. So, Tony's having a problem with her printer. And
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
You're aware of that, yeah. So it's already had one $800 repair.
Well.
And
you can buy two printers for that. Not the good ones, but
yeah, no. And now she has another problem with it. It won't print. Could you please turn that off? Thank you. It won't print legal.
We got it to print legal. The problem became it wouldn't scan.
Oh, so now it's not scanning?
The last I talked with Tony, she was having trouble scanning, yes.
Okay. So one thing gets fixed and another crumbles. So, I don't know if we want to have the repair people come out again and look at it. It's a $1,500 printer. Or if we want to think about leasing a printer for the office up there, which comes with maintenance.
It was suggested that we might look at a purchase as opposed to a lease, or compare the two to see which was the most economic advantage.
Okay, well, didn't this one cost, this was $1,500?
I don't know what the 139 lease, I'd have to talk with the guys to find out what that, what the cost of it is versus the lease.
Okay.
And how long the lease is and, you know, et cetera.
So, and if there's what the cost of any maintenance agreement is.
Exactly.
Which I think is fairly, pretty close to what we paid for the repair.
Yes.
They're fairly expensive, so yeah. I don't think that's, but, so can you do that? And then
I will do that.
Get back to us and decide, yes, which is the best option?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you set it up with Jerry from Cape Audio? Jerry?
Yes.
Sorry. So he's going to be here.
So he'll be here. Six. If we can open up around
6.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. Even he told me he'd be probably around 6:30.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, that's good. All right. We don't have any minutes because Christine had a death in her family, so she wasn't able to get those taken care of.
And I didn't have a computer to get them anyway.
So, is there anything else anyone wants to bring up?
No, I'm fine.
No.
We have the completed script with assignments.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my copy of the process.
I don't know if you want to go through them again. They're the same wording, except for the one for debt, which legal counsel reviewed and recommended some additions to. And the water capital project.
Page 11.
So yeah. That's okay, they have to read it.
Yeah.
Best that they do, otherwise you perish.
With them, yeah.
Historically, they pretty much approved, but they're getting better. And that's part of the service. You don't pay for it until you sell the debt. It's better that they make sure your motions are accurate. And
yeah.
Articles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
With respect to number 11, Article 11, did we meet all the time requirements for adding? Adding the verbiage to this particular warrant?
Did we? I'm sorry, Stan.
Did we meet the deadline for time requirements for adding words to the
warrant?
In other words, what's the deadline when everything has to be set in stone for the warrant before we go to press?
I thought it was set.
You have to post 2 weeks in advance?
Yeah. No, 1 week.
Week in advance.
One for an advance.
So we're okay there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't it more in Sunday's paper? Monday's paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Saturday's, too. Listen. Yeah, I've already seen it once.
It was
Monday
the 15th.
Monday, yeah.
So it was in the 15th.
Okay.
So that's your newspaper advertising requirement. And then you have a website posting.
Yeah, it's been on the town website.
This is just
your own requirement.
So there's just one piece of business for the county's office. Thank you for all your dedicated service to the Catuit Fire District and the Prudential Committee.
Well, thank you very, very much. And how did you know that I had yellow boat roses in my bouquet when we got married?
Just came to me. So I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
We know your phone number, though. To say we know where you live.
Yeah.
You know, I think Mr. Burrell gave me tell me who will take over our place.